Random House Audio presents Amsterdam, A History of the World's Most Liberal City. This is the author, Russell Shorto. Part 1, Chapter 1, A Bicycle Trip. A day in Amsterdam begins with me leaving my apartment with my toddler son in my arms, strapping him into his seat between the handlebars of my bicycle, working his blocky little sneakered feet into the footpads, then setting off through the quiet, generally breezy streets of our neighborhood, which is called Oud-Zuid, Old South. You could look at the work of any Dutch master for an idea of the morning light we cycle through. There's a white cleanness to it, a rinsed quality. It's a sober light, without, for example, any of the orange particulate glow you get from the Mediterranean sun. The houses of the neighborhood are 3- or 4-story brick buildings, all constructed in the first 2 decades of the 20th century, when what was then a vigorously working-class city, one that still smelled of herring and roasting coffee beans, expanded rapidly around its central core of canals. We cycle past street-level apartments, some of which, following a Dutch tradition that I like to think has to do with an ingrained commitment to openness, feature a central, uncurtained window that puts the living room on public display, as if the family who lives there thinks its life is worthy of a museum. For a while, I didn't understand why, when we reached the part of the route that has us riding alongside a canal, my son would break out in a series of high screeches. Then I realized Anthony was imitating the gulls that squeal as they do their crazy arcs and dives above the water. We pass a few businesses. The bakery is usually scenting the morning air with cinnamon as we ride by. The display windows of the corner bicycle shop exhibit sturdy, gleaming new models, lately in an array of pastel tones, by Gazelle and Batavus, factories that have been turning out Dutch bicycles for...